The big launch of Cornwall's new destination and Centre for the World Heritage Site is nearing. Gates open on the 20th of April. That's when everything will be ready for the public to explore. The Robinson Shaft Engine House, the Art Studios, the Adventure Playground, the Red River Cafe and the Diaspora Gardens. Diaspora Gardens? What are they? Here's Julie Tripp, head gardener.
Well, the diaspora really means where the miners were all emigrated to in the 1860s, and Australia was one of the mining places that they went to. In the diaspora gardens itself, we've got five different countries. We've got Australia, New Zealand, North America, South America and South Africa. These were where one of the main major places that the miners went to. The diaspora really is the interpretation of the miners going off to all the different countries around the world. So that's one thing they will learn. And they'll learn, you know, about all the different plants that they actually brought back from these countries. Probably not many people realise when they buy garden plants where they actually come from, but all the different plants have been collected. For example, the red hot poker. People wouldn't really know that comes from South Africa, but it's in the South African garden and that's where it comes from. And there's other things like the African daisy. Again, that's a South African plant as well.
And the Cornish went to some really hot places like Mexico. Have we managed to get any Mexican plants in here?
There is a particular pine hint in here that's from Mexico.
So right next to the diaspora garden, I mean, there's a lake, isn't there? Is that part of the garden?
It's part of the theme of the garden. It's called the Reflection Pool. On a nice day when it's really calm, you can see Robson Shaft looking down. But it also represents the journey that the Cornish people took overseas to all the different places in the world.
We've also got some palms. Now, a lot of people will, you know, be quite at home with palms in Cornwall.
Well, the palms you're talking about is the Cornish palm, which has lots and lots of different names, like the cabbage palm. And that is the one that is most noted in Cornwall. But yes, we do. In the North American garden, we've got Washingtonias as well and Bootias from South America.
How do you reckon this garden's going to develop over the years?
At the moment, I mean, it's just recently been planted, so the first few years it'll be about establishing the plants, and then as the plants grow, then we get a better windbreak, we'll be able to put in more and more plants, so it become more and more botanical and more interesting for people to come and see.
Because that's the thing about gardens, they're not a static thing, they're not something that stays the same ever.
I believe that all gardens grow and they change with the times and the seasons as well.
So come and explore the gardens from 20th of April and also find out about the other stuff that's there to see, such as those art studios, that engine house, and also bring your children to play on the adventure playground. That's from the 20th of April.